With me this week is someone who gets flown to Byron Bay to hold sessions with people about training, living calm, living happy. He's our resident vegan as well. Alex, how are you, mate?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Good. I'm really keen to hear what's the latest and greatest ways to stay calm, happy, healthy, and love life.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. This podcast is brought to you by Calm Stress Support. Calm Stress Support is a product on a mission to help you find your calm and live life better. Six powerful herbs combine in effective therapeutic dosages designed to reduce the symptoms of stress and mild anxiety, soothe the nerves, calm the mind, and support general mental well-being. This revolutionary formula is all about assisting you in finding balance again. Calm Stress Support is the new lifestyle supplement by Body Science, formulated to be the new daily staple in your health and wellness routine that you just can't go without.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the world of fit, happy, healthy, and today we're going to talk about calm, stress, support, things that you do as a guru.
Well, guru is a little bit.
Mate, you throw it out all the time about mental health, who to contact if you need it. You're very public in that area. Mm. You do a lot of talking on it. Mm. You do a lot of mentoring with people in relation to finding themselves.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of ways people try and support their life. There's a lot of things and practices people can try and do to make their life feel, I guess, more prosperous. But for me, first and foremost is bringing it back to the grassroots. Mindfulness, meditation, and just some kind of breathing practice is essentially key. Any kind of thing in your life that is stressing you out and something that can help support that is necessary.
You're big on the breathing aspect, aren't you? Like
yeah.
Stop, pop, take that second and start breathing.
Massive, massive in breathing. 75% of the time, breathing works in getting rid of anxiety attack. 75% of the time. It literally comes down to your breath work, which for me, I was very hesitant to believe this. Time and time again, I would hear people saying, it's all about your breath. It's all about your breath. And it wasn't until I realized how shallow I find myself breathing. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to quickly, for 2 seconds, locate your tongue right now. Is it on the roof of your mouth by any chance, Greg? Okay. Immediately, that means you're in a state of anxiety.
Well, I'm doing a podcast. I am. It's not my comfortable place.
Wherever you are. And also, I want
That's
you to-
That's an interesting fact, though.
It is a very interesting fact. Now, I want you to mix
Where's
your,
yours?
Mine was, I'm quite conscious of mine a lot of the time. Right then, that very second, it was on the roof of my mouth.
Because you were going to talk about it.
Yeah. The other thing I want you to notice is just move your tongue around your mouth. And is it dry or is it wet?
Well, mine's wet.
How wet?
I don't have a wetometer, but I'm definitely, I'm a bit dry, I suppose.
Yep. Okay. So people that are noticing and they go, oh, I'm a little bit dry. Again, a form of anxiety. Now, the last one, last telltale for me is if you put your hand on your chest and you feel that moving instead of your gut moving every time you breathe. So is it your chest moving or is it nice in your gut?
Yeah, well, you're right, chest.
A lot of the time it's in our chest. So again, shallow breathing. These three things
I'm
for me.
I'm sending this podcast to HR. I'm obviously stressed. I'm having time off.
So for me,
I feel better already.
I'm cured. No, so for me, it's keeping it really simple. It's not going into these huge practices or downloading every app that you see because it says it's going to help alleviate stress. It's about bringing it back to nice, simple steps.
Can we go through those again?
Yeah, okay.
Where's
your tongue? How wet or dry is your mouth? So it wants to be more wet. And now I'm not saying it needs to be over-salivated. It just needs to be wet enough that it's comfortable. But if it's dry, it's often an indication that you're stressed or very anxious.
Yep.
And the third thing is shallow breathing. Okay, so we like to get deep belly breaths. So there's a lot of yoga practices that teach belly breathing.
Yep.
And it's really deep. And when you start focusing about it, you really realize how much of your life you spend breathing just into your chest, which means oxygen's not getting around your body as efficiently as it can. Another indicator of stress.
As an individual, how many times a day are you stopping and thinking about that?
For me, I am a little bit pedantic when it comes to this because I find myself not performing at my best or not being able to give myself enough to someone if I'm in that kind of state of mind. So whether it be 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, I take a small time out to recalibrate. Your practice doesn't have to be 15 minutes. You don't have to go into a hot yoga session for 45 minutes just to simply not have your tongue at the roof of your mouth. Simply not the case. It's all about bringing awareness to yourself. And it's the hardest thing ever. Being aware of yourself, I find very, very difficult. And it's hard for people to open up and be vulnerable and go, you know what? I'm not doing things that I should be doing. So for me in particular, I want to bring up Calm Stress Support, your new product. For me, anything that allows you to slow your breathing naturally, something that allows you to bring awareness and focus to yourself is vital in these, I guess, routines that aren't common practice for us. So if you're drinking a lot of coffee naturally, you're overstimulating yourself, it's quite hard to just to sit and stop and relax and control your breathing and bring your tongue down to the bottom of your mouth, make your mouth wetter, bring your breathing into your belly. It's hard to do these things if you're constantly stimulated. It's very difficult to do that. So for me, I really like to find something similar to Calm. Now, it's brand new. I literally just took it maybe an hour ago, and I can already feel myself kind of dulled down, but just really conscious and aware. And it's allowed me to find myself in every breath as opposed to jumping to and from. Yeah, that's it. That's all it comes down to. So yeah, they're my key little tips. Do you yourself have any practices that allow you to calibrate?
Calibrate, interesting choice of words. I have processes that I do, like I do thankful every morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. Feel the ground. Get out of bed, do a little bit of, you know, roll my feet, golf ball type stuff. Do a few things against the wall that physios have suggested someone at my age should do. I don't go looking for my phone early.
Yep, that's good.
I definitely am I'm a morning person, so I have no problem getting out of bed. And then it's grab the phone, and the phone's not for social media these days. It's to see where we're surfing. So we've got a group of guys that text and surf. So that's my big thing. As I run out of the basement to hit the surf or grab the car, I've got my bells on there and I wish happiness to the world.
Yep.
No matter how much you're pissing me off, I'm going to talk about you at that time. That's what I do in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But this Calm Stress Support, I have that every morning when I get up because I find I enjoy my coffee a lot more. Now it's got a lot of the ingredients that are in our clean coffee as well, but I love my barista coffee first thing. And I just, the Calm to me just gives you that extended focus. You don't get that jitter. I feel good. And I find now if I do have caffeine without in these areas, I can actually you don't note the jitter.
You don't notice it.
You don't notice until you actually do something that works with it. So
just like, for example, if you didn't do that routine that you just kind of ran me through, your day would maybe, I might be jumping to conclusions, but start a little bit more anxious, or you might be more stressed because
the tongue would be smashing the top of the mouth. Like it's, and you know, Nathan and I fly a lot, you know, and most flights you jump on the first one you can. So you're hitting 4 o'clock, and it's really hard to do some of those things in the morning when you've got other people in your bedrooms and stuff.
Sure.
My wife is a cyclist, so she's gone most mornings, but it's definitely something that I know if I don't do it, but I'm about mindful. Like I really try to be mindful.
Well, moving on from just being mindful. So there are my three tips for being mindful, which I think are very easy and very achievable, because a lot of things aren't achievable and that's why people don't practice them.
But the big things people ask me in that practicing side is, oh, how often have I got to do this, Alex? Like, do you have, like, you've done a lot of breathing courses, I know that. Do you set a watch at first to get yourself in the zone, or do you just do it when you need it? Like, how does it work?
So when you first start doing something, you should have a little bit of discipline to it. So maybe twice a day, 5 minutes.
Yep.
Maybe twice a day, 2 minutes. Whatever is achievable for you, do that. But make sure you're disciplined to it. And then later down the track, it'll become more routine. Just like if you're a constant gym goer and you know how your body feels after having trained for 5 to 10 years or whatever. It's the same with our breathing. It's the same with our mindfulness. Start off being disciplined, making sure that you're keeping yourself accountable, or finding someone else to keep you accountable.
It's no different to know, you know, when you go in the gym, you know your macros you're going to eat.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. And you'll start doing it.
Know when you're going to do this.
Yeah. Just like you have your morning coffee, have your morning breathe, have your morning removing your tongue from the roof of your mouth. Just simple, easy steps. But the next one I want to move to is meditation itself. Mm-hmm. Meditation itself is a form of mindfulness and acceptance and a whole bunch of different meanings. It can have any meaning you want it to. It can follow your mantra. But meditation is a practice. And 200 to 500 million people meditate daily, which is pretty cool considering we live in this very fast-paced, hectic world.
I'm all for it.
No, me too.
Claire walks in the office here and goes, oh, he's on the couch again. Idiot. But I'm actually taking a couple of minutes to myself.
Why though?
It's a practice thing for me. I make myself
Is it for your general wellness?
I used to make myself do it. Like in the group that we have here that I work with, we'd stop at 10 o'clock every day and we'd all do it.
Yeah.
And as people staff and changes, and some people like it, some don't like the idea of even, I'm not going to meditate near Greg. You're kidding me, aren't you? And I get that. It became something I just do. So I probably do it mid-morning and mid-arvo.
Yep. That's awesome. A big thing for meditation is find your meditation. So me personally, my meditation used to be, which isn't necessarily correct, but my meditation used to be paddling and just sitting out in the water. Yep. So while I was out in the water, I would just sit there. More recently, it's come to just laying in a comfortable position with my back upright, closing my eyes and breathing. I follow a very simple breath rhythm. Now, if I said to you right now, close your eyes, I want you to just be aware in your body. If you're listening to this, you can follow. This will just be 30 seconds. Unless you're driving.
Keep your eyes open.
I want you to close your eyes and you want to actually feel your body. You want to focus on where you're breathing into your body and where you want to focus. So if your breath is very short and it's in your chest, move it to your belly. Put your hand on your belly and try and fill that belly up with each breath. Your breath in can be 3 seconds. You hold it and then you breathe out for 4 seconds. So
hold it it and breathe out for 4 seconds.
Yeah. So the number one thing with meditation is the longer you breathe out, the more it resets your central nervous system.
Okay.
Because it allows a signal in your brain to go, okay, this is my time to relax. I need to do this. So it kind of lets go of all that tension in your body. Once you get a little bit more advanced, you can breathe in for 4 seconds, blow out for 6, but always make sure you're upping the out breath as opposed to the in breath.
Mm-hmm.
So they're my like tips on meditation. But again, with Calm Stress Support, again, today's the only day I've actually had it, but I've noticed significant effects and I can definitely tell that it's the blueness as well. The blueness in the clean coffee, I actually rarely drink barista coffee anymore. I am a massive drinker of clean coffee and it's for the sole reason that it gives me the effect of focus, clarity, but also sparked energy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give me that incredible caffeine hit where you sweat from every hole in your body. It allows you to just have the energy and it's usable energy. It's not that just there trying to combust in your body. And Calm Stress Support for me is a calming of the mind and it allows me just to, I guess, focus and recalibrate. Recalibrate's a good word. I really enjoy it because a lot of us are often out of calibration. We're either running on no sleep, we're running on too much fatigue, whatever it is, people are very uncalibrated. And if you can get yourself back to a state of equilibrium in some sense in your life, I think you're winning.
And Matt, you touched on the blueness in that product when you were just talking then. And obviously we've seen it in other products we make. It is very much heavily researched around people. Get that calm, that overall focus, concentration, memory, and just feel happier. And we know from the research that starts within half an hour of taking the product. So that's a cool thing. But the other ingredient there, the Recoverbin, which is 11 verbena. Excuse me, I'm done herbal, but I'm not a herbalist. That's the big one that when you talked about getting that balance. So being calm and having stress support is not just in the brain. It's physical as well. Like you're talking about gut and you're talking about exercise and we're talking about all those things we do. So you've got to have a good look at that ingredient because that helps reduce muscle damage. And for those of us that train out there, that means you don't lose any strength as the week goes on.
Mm.
And so from the perspective of this product, it's both a mental and physical product.
Mm.
So, and not to mention massive, very, very high auric levels, like the equivalent to eating like 4.5 kilos of blueberries or something.
Wow.
Yeah, massive. Even you wouldn't eat 4.5 kilos of blueberries.
A kilo, I push.
Yeah, I know, but 4.5.
Yeah.
When you look at it, it's a really good antioxidant as well. And you start looking at that balance you're talking about. Mm. That's why we love this product. Like, I think this is going to be a really good product for people.
Mm.
It's going to be one of those products they take and go, yeah, that works. Yes, I can have it at night.
Mm.
Yes, I can have it in the morning. Yes, I can have it with a coffee. I'm not getting overstimulated. I feel really good. It soothes my nerves. It calms my mind. I'm glad you tried it today. Like, it hasn't been released yet.
The other really cool thing I like is the kava in it. Now, I've done quite a bit of research ever since we went to Fiji about kava. Kava has many therapeutic benefits.
Research we did to create this product, going to Fiji to surf and do the kava.
It was necessary.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? You think about it?
No, but I'm really stoked that it's got it in there because I've been actually waiting for something akin to this with kava in it, in just the sense that it's really good for your central nervous system.
Yep.
And it allows you to have that kind of relaxation yet still focus and clarity, which I'm assuming why it's been used for thousands of years in Fiji, maybe not to the quantity that they use it in. The last thing I want to touch on is regardless in what your calm may look like, your calm might be going for a run. Someone's calm might be being in the kitchen creating a meal. My calm might be just sitting on the couch meditating. It doesn't really matter what your calm is. I think it's really important. Like we were once talking about in a conversation a few weeks ago with supplements. Supplements are there to help your diet and lifestyle.
Yep.
And that's what this is perfect for. It'll help you engage more with whatever your calm looks like. And it'll help you fully immerse yourself into your practices, which essentially make you a better human being because you're functioning healthier. So yeah, I really like this. I think it'll be very beneficial for a lot of men out there as well, because on average,
I know you're big on men's health. It is a male-female product.
Well, a lot of the time, women are so much more likely to meditate and do mindfulness than men are. It's very rare that men will actually willingly go out there and seek some kind of mindfulness and meditation. So it's a kind of little taboo area. I don't know whether it's seen as feminine or it's kind of less masculine to admit to, hey, I need mindfulness and meditation. But I think it's really good for something like this to come out because it'll allow them to kind of break those barriers and start learning what it feels like to be calm and to add that into your daily practice.
Mate, you can keep your stress. Anything I can do to keep stress positive, I'm all over.
Which is good.
And I put my hand up. I'm not one of those people that hasn't sort things out. I don't want to die.
Stressed. Yeah.
I do not want to miss the life around me because I am stressed.
Well, we're both snags, mate. Sensitive new age guys.
Well, I'm 51, mate. I may have missed the new age part, but
you got the sensitive part of you. Yeah. And you made it vegan, so it's all vegan friendly. To anyone out there that may be questioning, hey, can I take this? Because most of the time, supplements aren't necessarily vegan, but at Body Science, luckily they get that a little extra mile to make sure that they're gluten-free for all those gluten-free folks and vegan.
And there's no added sugar at any time during this product as well. Look, if you want to calm the mind, soothe the nerves, support muscle health and strength, aid your post-exercise recovery, reduce your free radical damage, and support healthy body stress, this could be the product for you.
Thanks for having me on today.
New to Body Science, and thanks for coming on, mate. It's really good. I watch your Insta. You want to tell people what it is?
Alexander_Glover.
Two underscores.
Double underscore.
Wow, you must miss a lot of people over that.
I wish I could have just secured the one underscore, but you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And you practice a lot of mindfulness and tips and techniques on that.
Yeah, and always at any given time, if you're ever feeling under the weather, be sure to jump onto Beyond Blue, any of those websites. Australia has a lot of free hotlines, which are amazing resources, which save lives every day. And I'm a massive advocate of that.
You know what? We might actually call those out right now. So look, guys and girls, if you're feeling like you're not yourself, Alex, who do we talk to?
One of my most recent posts on Instagram, the little caption was just spend time on your mental health and make it a priority. There are always people to talk to, and there is always an alternative to the worst. You don't have to talk to people close to you if that's hard, but we've got Lifeline Australia, and that's 13 11 14.
13 11 14.
We've got Beyond Blue, which is 1300 224 636.
Do you want to say that again, mate?
That's 1-300-224-636. We've got Kids Helpline, which is amazing. 1-800-551-80. That's 1-800-551-80. We've got Men's Line, 1-300-789-978. That's 1-300-789-978. And always in the event of an emergency, 000. That is 000. And I would highly recommend, if you're ever feeling need to call someone like that, please do it, because you never know what a split second will do in the event of your life.
And look, if you don't know whether you need to talk to someone, talk to someone.
Mm.
If you're even thinking, do I need to talk to someone, just start that conversation.
Mm. Doesn't matter who it's with, people are always willing to help and people are always willing to listen. And the last thing that I can give in terms of advice is always treat yourself with compassion. If someone comes to me and goes, Alex, I'm struggling, or Greg, I'm struggling, what's your immediate reaction? How can I help? What can I do? But as soon as we do something in our head that doesn't seem right, we talk to ourselves with a negative voice and we go, oh, you shouldn't be feeling not okay. What's wrong with you? You're weird. What's going on? Flip that switch. Talk to yourself with compassion. Go, okay, you're struggling. Let's sort that out. And it'll make a world of difference, and it'll allow you to see things a little bit clearer and to ask for that extra help that you might need.
Nice. Have you ever reached out to someone for help?
Yeah, plenty of times. Yeah, plenty of times.
Get out and do it, kids. Don't be afraid.
Thank you.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.